baby's lives look better. I know everyone was talking about it, and after the fact you'd hear reports on the news about the damage done, and you'd think that we were at a war zone and that all of this was done for religious purposes and people's lives were at stake. And maybe they were, and I just don't know it. I don't know. I know what it's like to have a cause, but I never tried to close people out to it. I tried to include them, to open them up to it. But I remember deciding once to walk to a women's parade called Take Back the Night, so that people knew that women should feel safe walking alone in the streets at night without worrying about being mugged or raped or killed because they were female. Well, anyway, I was walking to the parade to take photographs because I'm a photographer, and a group of women were walking in a group to the parade, so I walked down the street and started walking with them, and they were chanting and singing, and I thought, wow, this is unity, people together for a cause. And one of the women told me that while we were walking to the same place, some of the women there didn't like me walking there because I was white and they were African American. And I looked around and noticed that there wasn't a racial mix, and I said, well, we're all going to the same place. And the woman replied, well, some people don't like you walking with us anyway. So I turned my head and let them walk, and I crossed the street and I took another block and I got there before them. And this is how we define how we should be separated, I suppose, though I still don't understand it. And during the parade, I heard about a trial case where a black man was convicted of a police brutality crime, and the whole black community was outraged, saying that the white man was holding them down, and maybe in a way they are right, and I don't understand it. A large group of people started their own rally that night, which seemed to take center stage over women's rights. I mean, we're just women. What are we going to do? Bitch a little louder or complain a little more? But then again, maybe it's just a matter of deciding who has the loudest voice or who has the most recent problem to complain about. I don't know. We went out that night, and I say the next day, in light of the trial, 23 fires were started on school property, and most of them were books in libraries, and I thought, this isn't non-resistant violence. This is out-and-out violence, and what are they destroying but only opportunities for learning and not ideas? Yeah, but do these books hold what the white man wants you to learn? Is this how our perceptions have to be altered, they would say? I don't know, but this doesn't solve anything, and this isn't the answer. And then I heard about one of my best friends, a white man, hit in the face by a black man on the street while they were out that night, and the doctor said that they had to have a roll of quarters in their hand or brass knuckles because this is a clean break of their jaw, and 6 weeks later his jaw was so wired shut and he had to throw pizza or meatloaf in a blender so that he could eat something instead of ice cream while he tried to recover. And I thought, is this all getting anything done? Are we coming any closer to racial harmony? What are we learning about?